I'm 31. Ms. Pakenham, would you take roll for us?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Dr. Stenhoff?
Here.
Dr. Davis-Wilson?
Here.
Dr. Davey?
Present.
Ms. Denton?
Present.
And Dr. Rates?
Present.
Thank you. You have a quorum.
All right. Thank you. And Happy New Year to everybody. And welcome to the first committee meeting of the year. Board staff, again, thank you for all the work that you're putting in, and to the fellow committee members, appreciate the efforts that you're making as well. Nice way to start off the year with a little bit shorter agenda. To the community partners and the people that are attending, thank you for taking the time to come here as well. So agenda item number four, approval of minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes for December 3rd?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, agenda item number five, behavior analyst applications for licensure. First application I'm lead on, and the applicant is Ms. Nicole Steele. I believe Ms. Steele is on as well. I thought I saw her. Is that correct?
I'm here.
There you are. Okay. All right. Welcome. Okay, so I'll just review it, and Ms. Steele, if you have any comments to make afterwards or questions or ask questions of you, then are you okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so Ms. Steele submitted documentation to account for 1,500 hours of supervised experience related to a third formal additional information request. She needed it to complete 187.87 hours to comply with the required supervision experience hours. She submitted two BACV monthly verification forms for November, December of 2021, which totaled 203.92 hours, which gave her enough hours to be eligible for licensure application. Her supervisor, Dr. DeGianji, was an Arizona LBA, licensed behavior analyst, for those 2 months. I did note one clerical error on the BACV final verification form. The start date was recorded of November of 2018 instead of November of 2021. As far as that's concerned, I don't know if we can correct that for accuracy in the applicant's file. But other than that, I'm okay with this moving forward to the board for approval. Do any other committee members have any comments?
Congratulations, Ms. Steele.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's. Any comments?
That was my comment, Mr. Chair.
Perfect comment. I like it. Anybody else? So, all right. So, Ms. Steele, one word stands out to me: persistence. For you, and congratulations. So. Appreciate the work that you did trying to get this. And I know there was a difficult road to get this move. So, but appreciate you taking the effort to do this. And that, obviously it's going to move forward to the board for their approval. But thank you for taking the time, you know, to do all this, but also being here again today. So do you have any concerns, comments, or are you good? And we'll move on.
It moves forward to the board from here. Is there an estimate of how long that process takes?
Board staff, could you?
The next board meeting is next Friday. It'll be part of the consent agenda, and the board will move to accept the consent agenda usually in the first 10-15 minutes of the meeting. And then after that, board staff works to issue licenses based on the outcomes of those meetings.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. It's been a long journey, but yeah. I'm grateful, and thank you.
Okay, next application is Cecilia Navarro. Dr. Davey, you are the lead on that. Oh, Dr. Davey, I believe you're muted.
I don't know how that happened so quickly. Maybe Heidi muted me because I was speaking for board staff on process. I just felt the need to do something exciting as part of that. All right, Ms. Navarro, coming forward for licensure in the state of Arizona. She's completed her application, noting that she became a BCBA in September 29 of 21. The application lists Ball State as the place where she received her master's degree in special education. Major subject area is applied behavior analysis with an emphasis in autism. She selected that she had done the bulk of her work at an agency under a licensed behavior analyst here in the state of Arizona. She provided all the information, including a list of several 9 particular LBAs that supervised her. All of their supervision training and all of their initial state licensures align or predate her supervision experience. And so I would move that this go forward, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Davey. All right, next application is Andrew Monson. Dr. Rates, you're the lead on that.
Yes, thank you. I do want to note for the committee that the individual works at the same organization that I work at, although we are not in the same department and have not worked closely together. I feel like I can move forward in summary of the application.
And Dr. Rates, I note that Mr. Monson is also on the call too.
So Mr. Monson received his BCBA in October of 21. He completed a master's degree from ASU in August of 2020. Supervision occurred across multiple supervisors at SARC for a total of 1,500 hours, and that occurred between February 2019 and May of 2021. And all of those supervisors did meet the requirements for supervision. The individual did answer yes to question 12 on the application and submitted additional documentation for the committee. In review of that documentation, the incident is from a little over 3 years ago. The individual described what occurred, what was required, has met all of the conditions of that, included the certificates of completion, and shared what they've learned from that. Also indicated that there have been no additional incidents since then. So upon my review, I would recommend that we move this forward, but certainly want to open it up to other committee members should they have questions. And again, Mr. Monson, you're more than welcome to share anything if you want to, but certainly not required to unless there are additional questions from.
Any other questions? All right, great, thank you. Mr. Monson, as Dr. Reid said, you're welcome to say anything, but if not, we appreciate you being here, just in case we did have further questions, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you, I really appreciate that.
All right, next application is Amber Schmidt. I need to disclose that I was Ms. Schmidt's instructor when she was attending her master's program. And I believe we have also a recusal for that.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I am recused.
Okay, thank you. And then Ms. Denton, you are the reviewer for that.
Which applicant was this, Mr. Chair?
This is, excuse me, I jumped ahead. Sorry. Let's go ahead and finish up Amber Schmidt. Are you prepared to do that, Ms. Denton, at this point? And then we can step back and do Dana Combs as well. But since we've already set up the...
Yes, okay. Mr. Chair, I am ready.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for the flexibility.
I just want to make sure I'm on the right person.
No, I was not.
Amber Schmidt comes forth seeking licensure in the state of Arizona. She passed her board exam on December 11th of 2021. She graduated from Arizona State University, Master of Science in ABA program in May of 2021. She received all of her supervision in the state of Arizona from September 3rd of 2019 to March 31st of 2021. She received 1,589.87 hours of supervision, all by licensed behavior analysts in the state of Arizona. This application looked crystal clean to me. Unless there are any other comments from board member or from committee members, I would move this move to the board for approval.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Denton. And let's jump back one to A4, Dana Coombs, if you would do that as well.
Absolutely. Dana Coombs passed her board exam on July 31st of 2021. She graduated from National University with a Master of Science in ABA in February of 2018. She received supervision from August 12th of 2017 until October 20th of 2018. At that point, she received 1,405 hours. She continued her supervision under another BCBA. She received an additional 96.45 hours of supervision, overall totaling more than the 1,500 required for licensure. She received all of her supervision in the state of California, where there is no licensure requirement. She also was licensed as a SLPA, or a speech language pathology assistant, in California. That license has expired, but there is no disciplinary action for that license as indicated on her application. I have no issues with this application and would move that it moves forward to the whole board for approval.
All right. Great. Thank you, Ms. Denton. All right. Next application is Paisley Martin. Dr. Rates, you're the reviewer for that.
Yes. So Martin received a BCBA in May of 2020 and also indicated that they're licensed by the Department of Ed here in the state. Their master's was from NAU and was completed in 2019. Supervision all occurred at Gilbert Unified, and that was under the supervision of Nicole. I'm probably going to get this wrong, so I'm sorry in advance. Nafisi? For a total of 1,531 hours. And that occurred between July of 2018 to April of 2020. I did not note any issues with this application and would recommend that it move forward.
All right, thank you, Dr. Rates. See, next application is Tanya Tompkins. Dr. Davis-Wilson, you're the reviewer for that.
Yes, Ms. Tompkins passed her exam in November of 2019. She completed her master's in ABA online at ASU in December of 2017. She did just around 1,700 hours in the state of California from May of 2017 to July of 2018. I have reviewed the application and I don't have any concerns and recommend it be forwarded to the full board for approval.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Davis-Wilson. And I do want to note that Ms. Tompkins is also on the call, but I don't know if you have anything further to say, Ms. Tompkins.
Just thank you and have a good day.
Okay, you as well. You as well. Thank you for being here. Let's see. Next application is Haley Toner. I'm the reviewer for that. She received her BCBA certificate in December of 2021. She graduated in December of 2017 from Arizona State University with a Master's of Ed in Curriculum Instruction with an emphasis in Applied Behavior Analysis. She received 1,500 hours of supervision under three supervisors in Arizona who were all LBAs at the time. I did note on page 11 of the PDF, number 11 was checked yes and no. So if that can be clarified, but other than that, clerically corrected. But other than that, I recommend that move forward to the board for approval if that correction is made.
What was page 11? What was that one?
So on the page on the PDF, page 11. Which is, let me scroll down to that. That is the, oh, if Ashley Sanchez may have checked those for you, but it's on the supervised work experience forms, and it's on page 11, and she checked that she was a relative, subordinate, or employee, and also checked no, that she is a relative, subordinate, or employee. So, got it?
Got it. She's okay. Definitely not a relative. She was just my supervisor.
Okay, well then, yeah, none apply. So, okay. So if we could just, board staff, could you work with Ms. Poner and just have that corrected? All right, thank you. And Ms. Poner, how long you've been on, but you're welcome to say anything. Otherwise, thanks for coming and have a nice day.
Oh, just thank you. I was expecting this to take a lot longer because I just passed 3 weeks ago. So when Zakai sent the email, I was like, it's going. I was like, holy shit. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next application is Jessica Smith. Dr. Dave, you're the reviewer for that.
Before I go, I just want to get Haley Toner's permission to capture that moment and have that go up on our website of how to apply for your license. Like, you know how we have our little cartoon thing that everybody works so hard on? I think at the end, it's like, and this is what happens.
Okay.
Haley, that might be the best applicant we've seen. So far in 2022, you win. So we'll continue to keep you updated as the months go on. But I think you've got a stranglehold on it for the time being.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Yes, let's see here. After all that excitement, I got to find back to my PDFs here. Here we go. Yes, here we go. Miss Jessica Smith, coming forward, seeking licensure in the state of Arizona as a board certified behavior analyst. That is November 20th, 2021. Went ahead and completed the application, notes that she graduated from Grand Canyon University, Department of Psychology, and then went on to receive continuing education through the A-course BCBA sequence through FIT in Florida. Successfully completed the application, lists Emily Mariner, I can't even read this morning, as her supervisor for her for the entirety of her experience. 1692 is the total of hours. Saw no issues with this application and would move it forward for approval by the full board.
Thank you, Dr. Davey. Let's see. Next application is Corinne Messiera. Ms. Sierra, I'm the reviewer for that. Ms. Sierra received her BCBA certificate in November of 2021. She graduated in December of 2017 from Arizona State University with a Master's of Arts in Special Education. She received just over 1,500 hours of supervision under multiple supervisors in Arizona who are all LBAs. And I did not note any concerns with this and recommend that it move forward to the board for approval. Okay, next application is Danielle Alueta. I'm not sure how close I was, and I know I noted Ms. Dent, you're recused from that. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
All right, and Dr. Davis Wilson, you are the reviewer for that.
Yes, I've got that Danielle passed her exam in December of 2021. She completed her master's. I apologize. For some reason, the link is not working on my computer, so I had to do everything from my phone. So it's my computer, not the link. Anyway, I've got graduated from ASU Online in 2016, did 2,000 hours from the period of February 2019 to October of 2021 with an LBA in Arizona. I did not note any issues with her application and would recommend it be forwarded to the full board for approval.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Dick Wilson. Next application is Brittany Garza. Ms. Denton, you're the reviewer for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Brittany Garza, board certified exam on October 20th of 2020 after graduating from Arizona State University with a Master of Education. She graduated in December of 2014. He received all of her supervision from March of 2019 to August of 2020. She resides in the state of Texas. She received all of her supervision in Texas under a Texas license behavior analyst for a total of 1,874.83 hours, with her license being in good standing in the state of Texas. I move that this goes to the full board for approval.
All right, thanks, Ms. Denton. Next application is Dana Cruz. Dr. Davey, you're the reviewer for that.
Yes, thank you for allowing me to review this. And thank you to board staff for getting this in. I'm just going to I have a few notes on it. All right, first off, in reviewing the application, I just note that the very first section is completely left blank, has a name, and then NAs just about everything except for gender. And so first concern would be that there's no addresses listed there for records. That would be my first comment on the application. Second comment on the application is in reviewing it, note that she goes to Ball State, received her master's in applied behavior analysis there, completed the rest of the application. I would note, and again, this is just something that I am going a little bit more concerned about, and this is on item number 24, experience and behavior analysis, to be page 4 of the PDF. It says you must list supervised experiences you are applying towards licensure below. And we have a single person listed. This is Ms. Casey Russ. If we go to the multiple supervisor form on 925, Ms. Casey Russ is one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 supervisors spanning the course of a year and a half, and has the second least number of hours that were supervised by this individual. And so I would just encourage that in completing this application, particularly the top part, that they also go back to 24 and list the supervisors that would, or the experiences, if it's all the same, that's fine, but the timelines don't quite, I guess it is all the same, so maybe I'm just thinking that I want to see all those people's names, but I'll stop on that one, I guess. But first part of the application needs to be completed, I think, to move forward. Board staff could probably reach out to do that. I'm just going to double check one thing. 11620. Kathy, would that be you that would be reaching out?
Mr. Chair, Dr. Davey, we, in the process of reaching out to her, I think what we might ask is if she, in fact, doesn't have a work address at this time, we just need her to confirm that. I can see how the way that she, which she indicated, isn't entirely clear, but if it's just as simple as affirming she doesn't have a work address, then that's fine, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I would just think that there's got to be, I mean, right now you have no email list. You would have no way to contact her. There's no email. There's no work phone. There's no phone, no address that we would mail to. So yeah, she needs to complete some way for us to work with her, correct?
Mr. Chair, yes, Dr. Davey, if later in the application on the confidential information form, that should reflect where to contact her, which would be in this case, probably a home address, probably a personal email address and phone.
Well, if board staff's comfortable, I'll be comfortable. I just noted that. I think that's the first time I've just seen everything left blank on the top part.
Yeah, certainly. I think still confirming a simple email exchange with her can confirm whether that's accurate and complete.
And then I'm just interested in to kind of have we'd ask my fellow board members with regard to the experience of behavior analysis. The supervised experience here, it is all within that agency. It appears the timelines align. One 01/16 to 2020 to August of 2021, and lists this the single supervisor. There's multiple supervisors on the supervisor list. She's indicated that. I just, in general, is that, are we thinking that's the way we're going to lean on number 24, is that the supervised experience is about the location versus the individual, individual supervisor?
I think what's, if I'm looking at page 10 of the PDF, and it's the BACB's experience verification form final, and it's listed as a multiple supervisors at one organization form. So I don't know if that quite captures it, or if they actually need to list everybody on that number 24 on the application above. But
it's a single agency. I think when there's multiple agencies, we would expect to see it. And I think when I was looking at the dates last night, it didn't click with me that it was all within the single agency. But I just think that's something we've, continue to kind of monitor on that and make sure that we're getting the accurate information. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this is Kathy, if I may.
Yeah.
The way I've always handled that is that if it is multiple supervisors at one organization, they only have to list the location and the primary supervisor on, I think it's page 6. And then we have the breakout on the multiple supervisors at one organization form that they provide us, as well as the BACB verification form if they're using that. It just would be very difficult and very confusing to have them list the multiple supervisors on page 6 with the supervised experience.
Mr. Chair, also to add to what Kathy's explaining, what she's describing is a limitation of our form design. But as we are shifting to the online application process, this presents an opportunity for us to capture all of that information more effectively and not rely entirely or exclusively on the multiple supervisors at one location form. So if it's the committee's preference that the supervisors all be listed in the way that you, I'm hearing you might want them to be listed, which page 6 doesn't accommodate, we can take that to the design team as a requirement.
Yeah, is that an agenda item later today? I didn't think I saw that we were going to talk about the application and the small group, if I remember that correctly.
Yeah, I did not.
Maybe we'll put that on for a new agenda item, but I agree. I think that it should be, I think that that section right there would be able to capture that information and then almost automatically fill in multiple supervision form that Kathy does for us.
Okay, very good.
Thank you. And I'll move that this go forward for full approval, pending board staff being comfortable with the applicant's demographic or contact information on the top box.
Thanks, Dr. Davey. All right. Okay, next application is B1, Alexandra Newell. Dr. Rates, you're the reviewer for that.
Yes, thank you. So Ms. Newell comes forward for application by universal recognition. In review of the application, she received her master's degree in ABA from Simmons University in 2019. She is a licensed behavior analyst in both Massachusetts and Rhode Island, Massachusetts in 2019 and Rhode Island in 2020, all in good standing. Did submit documentation for residency. And so in review of the application, I didn't find any concerns and would recommend that we move it forward.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Rates. And Ms. Newell, I know you're on. You heard the outcome. Is there any comments or are you happy and move on? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for taking the time to attend. I appreciate it. So, and good luck with the work here. So.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Agenda item number six. Dr. Davey, you're assigned to that item.
Yeah, really nothing to report given kind of the holiday season. So I think we're getting ready to kick back off meetings in late January. So hopefully have something to report back in February.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Dr. Stenhoff, do you guys want to make a motion with respect to the 14 applicants?
Yes, please. Thank you, Ms. Galvin. So do we have a motion for the application groups and also noting some of the clerical changes to move forward to the board for approval?
So moved.
Dr. Davis Wilson, you're recused on a matter, and so is Ms. Denton. So if someone else could make the motion.
Correct. I'll go ahead and make I'll go ahead and make the motion.
Yeah. All right, second, any discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Galvin. I appreciate the reminder. All right, let's see, next agenda item number seven, Ms. Pacanon.
Yes, Mr. Chair, consistent with what Dr. Davey reported, nothing has been shared by the BACB with regulators, probably due to the holiday season. I will, however, just inform the committee that the BACB is hosting, they're calling it a regulatory meet and greet on Monday. It will be, of course, a virtual gathering. I don't have an agenda or, you know, any particular objectives. What I understand this to be is just an opportunity for regulators, particularly as more states are regulating behavior analysts, just creating an opportunity to bring us together to have some conversations. And maybe in doing so, we will learn about some in-person opportunities to convene in the coming year, or the coming months. So I know Ms. Michelson and I are looking forward to that event.
All right, thank you. All right, let's see, agenda item number eight, Ms. Pacanon, yours again.
Yes. So, Mr. Chair, this is coming back to the committee. The board endorsed and approved this recommendation very enthusiastically that we move forward with the application process to become an ACE program. So what I prepared for you is an application that is only missing the identity of the ACE coordinator. So the board felt that was a decision that was best made by the CBA. And what I also drafted was just a sort of answering to the requirements of the program, just to provide assurance that we could comply, that our as an organization, we will comply with their requirements. But I'm happy to make any edits or incorporate any of your feedback to that document. I do think that once the ACE coordinator is identified, I'd like to meet with that person for purposes of making sure that all of the staff support that's necessary is pledged to make sure that the coordinator can be effective. And I can help too with responsibilities such as establishing the event objectives and so forth. So really, I think we need two things. We need to decide on the ACE coordinator, and we also need, you know, any feedback and edits or input to the draft document that I've started.
All right, committee members, discussion on that.
Mr. Chair, is this a point where we nominate an ACE coordinator?
Ms. Pacanon, is that accurate? Okay, and yes, you're correct, Ms. Denton.
Mr. Chair, I nominate Dr. Raitz to be our ACE coordinator.
Okay. And Dr. Raitz, I think at this point, do you accept that nomination or decline?
yeah, I mean,
I need to learn more about it. I know we have a few people who are already doing that for other organizations, and they, you know, appear to be well. And so I'm confident I can perhaps also take on that role.
All right. Okay, so I guess I need to ask, are there any further nominations for that role, I suppose, for protocol? All right. Well, let's move forward with the voting. And then Ms. Galvin, do we need to take a, I don't know, it's called a item or person by person vote, or can we just do ayes and nays as a group?
You do not need a roll call.
Okay. Thank you for the correct term for that too. All right. So all in favor of Dr. Raitz being the ACE coordinator, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Dr. Raitz, congratulations on that. So she will do a great job.
Thank you.
Really, congratulations to all. I mean, this is just a great thing for our LBAs, yeah. I think, to be able to be a part of this. So this is, I'm so happy that Paige, that you're stepping forward to do that. And thank you, Heidi, for getting the paperwork done and going to help us be coordinated in this area. Hopefully that'll lead to additional LBAs being engaged with this committee, learning about the operations of this committee, and hopefully, you know, building up a bench of individuals that are seeking a seat on this committee in the future. As Dr. Stenhoff and I are getting very old, as you can tell from the gray in our beard.
I've got over a half decade ahead of you there, Dr. David. So
yeah, well, not in gray hairs. I'm catching up. I blame it on the 14 and the 16-year-old daughters I have. I don't know what your excuse is.
But yeah. Four of them. So how's that?
It's amazing you're walking.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Thanks, Dr. David, for pointing that out.
What I will suggest going forward, Dr. Raitz and I will get together. We will make sure that we go through all of the requirements that she has agreed to, and to provide assurance to her that board staff will do a tremendous amount of the lifting, particularly where documentation is concerned. So that would be the next step. File the application, of course. And once approved, a little presumptuous on my part, but once approved, I see us pushing out a bulletin to all of our licensed behavior analysts, informing them of this opportunity. So hopefully in the next few months that will happen. So, and again, I'm just interested in any of your feedback to the draft that I prepared, which is, again, my attempt to provide assurance that we can meet the requirements that have been outlined by the BACB for the program.
I reviewed it. I didn't really have any comments. I mean, I thought it was pretty straightforward. I thought you did a solid job of explaining what we're going to be doing. Like, I don't have any additional thoughts. I think the one thing I just would be interested is as Dr. Raitz gets into this, is seeing if we believe every meeting will hit the ethics criteria, or if it's only going to be when we have a substantial review. And so I'll be interested as you guys kind of make some decisions about that, I think.
Thank you. We'll make sure we cover that.
Okay. All right. Any other comments on that? All right. And Ms. Pacon, again, thanks for putting that together, the document, and looking forward to this being part of what we do as well. So, great addition. All right. Okay, agenda item number 9, Ms. Pacanot.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So, the committee is aware, of course, that your statute 32.2091.15 requires an annual election of a chair of this committee.
And it is the only office that the statute requires. So at this time, I think it would be appropriate for anyone to self-nominate as a candidate or for any member of the committee to nominate a colleague to be considered. Any self-nominations? Okay, hearing none, does anyone wish to nominate a fellow CBA member for this responsibility? I see Dr. Davey gesturing. What does this mean?
Well, I know there's a lot next to it and everybody's thing, but I'm pointing at someone else. That was the main thing.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I will note that on my screen, Dr. Davey is nominating Ms. Mickelson. So.
Me too.
Well, there you go. That'd be helpful.
And I noted he's nominating Black Space on my screen. So so nobody, Dr. Davey.
It's a little bit more complicated than that, probably. I mean, I'll just say this out loud. Like Dr. Davis Wilson and I have taken positions on the full board, so it's really unlikely that we will step into this. So it's really, you know, between our three esteemed colleagues there that need to decide who wants to lead the ship. So Diane and I can leave. Everyone seems so enthusiastic about it. Don, do you want to talk about what your job was so that maybe you could explain?
Dr. Fulhoff's doing such a great job.
He is.
Do we fire him? Do we promote him?
Mr. Chair, can I confirm that you cannot have a second term? Is this?
There's no limitation.
Right.
Oh. I know who I nominate.
Yeah. Isn't this like the state put law for an IEP? You just get the state put, Dr. Stenhoff.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Nice
idea. Then I'll go ahead and nominate Dr. Stenhoff for another bout, another round, another turn, whatever you want to refer to this as, another sentence of being the chair of this esteemed committee.
Do we need a second to the nomination? I'll second that nomination.
Does he accept?
Of course he does.
I would be very happy to do it again. Actually, I enjoy it, so I'll put it out that way. So. But yes.
So I guess any, Mr. Chair, probably any further discussion, then we can call the question.
Okay. All right, any further discussion? Okay, let's see, all in favor, I this seems weird, but all in favor of me? say aye.
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 All right.
If you put it that way, I'm not sure. I may have to abstain, but I guess I'll begrudgingly give an aye.
Well, thank you, Dr.
Davey. Dr. Stenhoff, I feel you. I just recently had to do the same thing. I completely.
Oh, you understand. Did? Okay. All right. Yeah. A little awkward, right? So. All right. Opposed. Okay. Motion carries. So. All right. Well, thank you. All right. Let's see. Agenda item number 10. New items for future meetings.
Can we get that application? Yeah, the application discussion kind of on there. And again, I know that we've had a couple of discussions about it. And I know that I thought there was some discussion about like a group getting together, and maybe I'm blending that together with some other item. probably looking at how we can improve the application. I mean, we just went through this maybe a year ago where we improved the paper one, knowing that we're going to be going online, is back and on thinking about how we capture that information and then what the output is to this committee, and using some of the AI to help us generate, you know, almost cover sheets based on the inputs that are thrown in there to maybe help move the application process along.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Dr. Davey, I do think the possibility exists that at your next meeting, we may even have a QA site that we can take a look at how the application is developing in the new system. So I will do my best to try to get that before you as soon as possible. Staff is providing requirements to the developer, but I think that your input to that process would be especially helpful as well. So I'll try to get that on February's agenda. And also, I do have an addition as well. If the committee would like, this would be consistent with what we were doing last year, which is bringing to you legislative updates. I'm starting that agenda item with the board meetings. And so I think that it makes sense also to keep the CBA informed of pending legislation that would have potentially an impact on how you regulate behavior analysis or how you regulate in general.
Any other items? Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Agenda item number 11, adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Wow. This is like a record.
I know.
10, Mr. Chair, 17. I was going to save that for the comments section, but
oh, sorry.
Holy guacamole.
I feel like I just like there's like 6 hours on my calendar that I've blocked that I just am going to sit here and like think about. I don't even know what I should do with the rest of my day.
All right. Well, all right. Second. All right. Discussion. Okay. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you, everybody.